February 2nd, The Daily Stoic. Frame your thoughts like this. You are an old person. You won't let yourself be enslaved by this any longer. No longer pulled like a puppet by every impulse. And you'll stop complaining about your present fortune or dreading the future. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 2.2. We resent the person who comes in and tries to boss us around. Don't tell me how to dress, how to think, how to do my job, how to live. This is because we are independent, self-sufficient people. Or at least that's what we tell ourselves. Yet if someone says something we disagree with, something inside us tells us we have to argue with them. If there's a plate of cookies in front of us, we have to eat them. If someone does something we dislike, we have to get mad about it. When something bad happens, we have to be sad, depressed, or worried. But if something good happens, a few minutes later, all of a sudden we are happy, excited, and want more. We would never let another person jerk us around the way we let our impulses do. It's time we start seeing it that way. That we're not puppets that can be made to dance this way or that way just because we feel like it. We should be the ones in control, not our emotions, because we are independent, self-sufficient people. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Just a bit of my own, please. For it is not so much of our time and so much of our attention that God demands. It is not even all our time and all our attention. It is ourselves. For each of us, the Baptist's words are true. He must increase and I decrease. He will be infinitely merciful to our repeated failures. I know no promise that he will accept a deliberate compromise. For he has, in the last resort, nothing to give us but himself. And he can give that only insofar as our self-affirming will retires and makes room for him in our souls. Let us make up our minds to it. There will be nothing of our own left over to live on, no ordinary life. I do not mean that each of us will necessarily be called to be a martyr or even an ascetic. That's as may be. For some, nobody knows which. The Christian life will include much leisure, many occupations we naturally like. But these will be received from God's hands. In a perfect Christian, they would be as much part of his religion, his service, as his hardest duties, and his feasts would be as Christian as his fasts. What cannot be admitted, what must exist only as an undefeated but daily resisted enemy, is the idea of something that is our own, some area in which we are to be out of school, in which God has no claim. For he claims all, because he is love and must bless. He cannot bless us unless he has us. When we try to keep within us an area that is our own, we try to keep an area of death. Therefore, in love, he claims all. There's no bargaining with him. From A Slip of the Tongue, The Weight of Glory. Jesus calling. He is renewing your mind. When your thoughts flow freely, they tend to move toward problems. Your focus gets snagged on a given problem, circling round and round in its attempts to gain mastery. Your energy is drained away from other matters through this negative focus. Worst of all, you lose sight of him. A renewed mind is present focused. Train your mind to seek him in every moment, every situation. Sometimes you can find him in your surroundings, a lilting bird song, a loved one's smile, golden sunlight. At other times, you must draw inward to find him. He is always present in your spirit. Seek his face, speak to him, and he will light up your mind. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Psalm 105:4.